you were at the playground in your neighborhood park and doing something that is activity you have always enjoyed throughout your entire life. You were sitting on a bench located near all of the play equipment and watching the children having the best time sliding down the slides and swinging on the swing and playing on the dumbbells. Boy, is that a joy to see all the kids having fun. When all of a sudden, a girl, not one of your relatives, a girl you don't know, comes up. She's about 6 years old. She looks at you and she says, "Bet you couldn't go down that slide," looking over at the slide, because she's already gone down about 25 times. You look her in the eye and say, "What's your name, little girl?" She says, "Jennifer, what's yours?" You tell her your name. "I'll take that bet, but what do I get in return?" And she says to you, "You'll get a hug from me, but I don't think you can do it." So now, take on the challenge, please. Stand up. Stand up straight. You've got strength in both legs. You've got power in the muscles of your trunk and your hips. You've got power in your arms. And now, without any hesitation, walk over to that slide, moving your arms as you walk from left to right, left to right. Walk solidly and powerfully over to the bottom of that slide. And now just look. You might want to count how many steps. There are 12. And grabbing a hold of the sides, because surely you don't want to fall, begin to walk up the slide. There's no reason to slow down because, after all, you have all the balance that you need in order to be able to walk up to the top of the slide. So do it just like you were 4 years old or 6 years old, just like Jennifer. It's no problem, really. So walk up. Left foot, right foot, left foot, holding on to the sides, not worrying about falling until you get to the very top of the slide and sit down. Look down at Jennifer now. Give her a big smile if you would. And now, without any fear, oh, and by the way, just stop, pause for a minute and ask yourself, are you in fear right now? Are you concerned about what's going to happen when you get to the bottom of the slide? Are you concerned you might fall off the slide as you begin to slide down? Assess whatever fears might be present because they are unfounded. If you find there are any fears that are present, whatever they might be, simply blow them away now. May they be gone now. And after you blow those fears away, slide down now, slide down in your imagination. Slide down the slide and feel the fun of feeling your two legs and your feet hit the sand as you get to the bottom. Doesn't that feel delicious? And as you land at the bottom, feel the balance in your body as you stand up straight, quickly. Assuredly, with confidence. Jennifer is applauding, for she didn't believe you could do it. She thought she had some kind of problem with your body and was actually making fun of you. Ha! You showed her. And she begins to walk away. Excuse me, Jennifer. She turns around. Oh! And she gives you a sweet, delicious hug from a little girl who didn't think you could do it. So know in your heart, know in your soul, feel it in your body that yes, you can slide down the slide in a playground effortlessly, confidently, and competently whenever you so choose. Thanks for joining me in this quite delightful fantasy. For in thinking through doing that physical activity yourself, you implant in the cells of your physical body a new way of being and doing and behaving in the world. You allow your body to do what it may not have been able to do earlier in the day. Robert Rogers, you're connected to Parkinson's recovery.